Okay? And in the ANC, also making decisions without consulting its coalition partners, i.e. its GNU partners. So it's that, you know, horses for courses scenario. So we've become used to that. So now, South Africa, we're at a stage now where we almost have a budget, but the GNU and all the parties that are connected to and tied to the government of national unity, they would be required to play along. Dr. Levi Ndo, online political analyst. Dr. Levi, good afternoon.
I am fine. How are you today?
Good. Always good to have you on, Professor. Appropriation bill set to pass. A crucial step for South Africa. 1.2 trillion rand. That's the budget allocation. But are we expecting the GNU partners to come with their usual politicking, Professor?
This is the moment in which parties have to navigate in order for what they want or wish to see happening, they have to do. Parties have to negotiate with each other, because in order to get somewhere, these parties are compelled to find ways and means to work together. So if they put in demands which other parties cannot be able to meet, then we might not be able to see the way forward. But what is very much interesting about the GNU that we have in South Africa is that certain policies and bills and can still be able to go through. Even some of those in the GNU cannot agree. But I think in the best interest of our democracy, it is good to have these kind of discussions, because to a certain extent, they have the potential to assist government to look at things from different perspectives.
Off the back of all of this, most recently, Professor, President Cyril Ramaphosa firing Higher Education Minister Nebushla Nkabani. That took place on Monday night. There's also been a call for the removal of Human Settlements Minister Thembisa Milani, amongst others, and plenty of investigations underway. The DA has indicated that they will support the budget vote. So essentially, Professor, what do we need? 201 out of the 400 votes, and then we're okay.
It's the biggest possibility is that the bill can be passed. The removal of the higher education minister by the president was done having considered some of the issues that in raised by parties like the Democratic Alliance. But of course, what else was the president gonna do in a situation where here is the minister is being investigated, here is the minister who, by the as indicated by committee members, that she has disrespected the committee, she has provided wrong information. You can't always be in a position to protect such people, because instead you are going to have a situation where other GNU partners are going to say, you are not serious about the credibility of government, your ministers are disrespecting committees, they don't want to account, and many other factors. So I think the timing was good, and on the basis of how the president has acted, we might therefore see the bill passing today.
All right, that's fingers crossed. Just in conclusion, Professor, in a minute, Deputy Finance Minister David Masondo explained what would happen if the bill was not passed, and that would be sometime today. The passing of the bill by Parliament will grant national government the capacity to spend 1.2 trillion to deliver services, protect the vulnerable, and invest in our shared future. Absolutely crucial. So we're expecting that it will be passed.
It's quite crucial, because even though parties would do a lot of politicking, ordinary citizens on the ground would love to see progress in government. They love to see a service delivery taking place. And indeed, they want to see different departments working. It will also be not in the best interest of the GNU to constantly not agree on issues where ordinary citizens are supposed to benefit, because instead of seeing the benefits of the GNU, they'll actually see a lot of disadvantages of the GNU, and that will not put the GNU government in a very, very good light.
Indeed. Professor Lee Window, political analyst, thanks so much once again for joining us on PM Drive and Voice of the Cape.